Tips for living with low vision.
This information has been compiled by the Partially Sighted Society. Here are a few tips and hints, in no particular order, some of which you may be familiar with, the others, maybe not.
1. People with low vision will require higher levels of illumination than people with normal sight. Daylight is free and should be used as much as possible. Windows should be kept clean and free of obstructions such as curtains or blinds that can diffuse the light. 2. Extra lighting, in the form of desk or angle poise lamps, is essential for being able to see with low vision. These lights generally use LED or compact fluorescent bulbs which create a bright light to create contrast. The light should be angled onto the task and be placed between the head and the task. Place the lights around the home wherever extra light is needed. 3. A head torch can be extremely useful in providing a light source you can angle onto your task and leaving your hands free. A penlight pocket torch is also a useful tool. 4. Create contrast. Place objects you are wanting to see on a matte contrasting color surface. For example, a white plate on a black placemat. When chopping vegetables in the kitchen, use a contrasting colored chopping board and don't forget the extra light. Place an angle poise light on the work surface to make the task easier. Or install under cupboard lights. 5. Use plain white or dark colored plates and china. Patterned plates cause confusion for the partially sighted diner. Relate the position of the food on the plate to a clock face. 6. When pouring hot boiling liquids, place the cup into which you are pouring in the sink and then bring the kettle to the cup and then pour. Use contrasting plain colored mugs or cups. For cold drinks, place the tip of your index finger into the glass to check when the glass is full. Alternatively, you can use one of the bleeping cup level indicators. 7. Mark the most commonly used settings on your stove, washing machine, etc. with something you can feel, for example, glue or a textured plaster, or use the bump-on raised markers. 8. If you are struggling to get your toothpaste on your toothbrush, put the toothpaste onto your finger and then into your mouth. 9. If you drop an object onto the ground, use a grid search pattern to systematically search the area. This can be done visually or with your hands. 10. This same technique is useful when dining out to search the table for wine glasses to prevent knocking objects over. To look for a wine glass, use your hand flat on the table with fingers spread and gently slide the hand to locate the glass stem. 11. When crossing streets, always go to a corner, or if possible a pedestrian crossing or traffic light. Use the spinning dial underneath the traffic lights box to know when it is safe to cross. Do not be afraid to ask for help. Most people are more than happy to offer assistance. If you are walking with other pedestrians, watch them to see what they do. They can give vital clues as to your environment. 12. Partial sight is a silent disability with no outward sign of any impairment. It can be helpful to wear a symbol of visual disability badge, lanyard, or armband. 13. Place paper with thick ruled lines next to the phone and a dense black pen for taking messages. 14. Mark the edges of steps with white tape or a white strip of paint. 15. Train other members of your household to leave doors either completely shut or completely open. 16. When reading, use a typograph and place floppy reading material on a clipboard. 17. If you are struggling to see your TV, then move closer. You cannot harm your vision by doing this. By moving closer, you are creating magnification. It can also help to make the room dark to create contrast on the television screen.
If you would like more information about living with sight loss, you can phone the Partially Sighted Society on 01-302-96-51-95. That's 01-302-96-51-95. Further information is also available on the Partially Sighted Society's website at www.partsight.org.uk. That's www.partsight.org.uk. Thank you for listening to Tips for Living with Low Vision from the Partially Sighted Society.
This audio version has been produced by the charity InfoSound.